If there's a lesson learned from this year's primary, it's that every vote counts. But some critics, like State Senator Russell Ruderman of Pune, are saying that wasn't the case in their district.
Whole neighborhoods were blocked in by storm debris on election day while their election proceeded. I don't see why those neighborhoods didn't have a delay.
Ruderman says it's a matter of basic fairness.
Large portions of my district were disenfranchised from their right to vote through no fault of their own.
Pune voters initially were told they would have 21 days to mail in an absentee ballot, but the state's election office decided to change course and instead held a special walk-in election a week later.
It's curious to me, and I've never heard it explained, why the decision that was announced on election day, which was we'll mail you the ballots in a couple of weeks, why that was changed on Monday afternoon to we're going to have a walk-in election in 3 days.
The state Supreme Court has legal authority over elections, while the commission has the power to hire and fire the chief elections officer. Elections Commission Chair William Marston says Friday's meeting will include time for public testimony, and Chief Election Officer Scott Nago will face questions from the commission.
We want to hear from the standpoint of the chief election officer and those involved their explanation of what went on and why it went on and who they were consulted with. The only thing that we have seen or heard since the election is what's been in the press and in the media. And I think it's time that we hear from the other side and see if we can't make sense of it.
Friday's public meeting starts at 10 a.m. at the state office tower. Following a review of the primary election, the Elections Commission will meet in executive session. Molly Solomon for HPR News.